Welcome to the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. With just 2 weeks until Election Day, millions of Illinoisans are voting, or soon will be it in person or in their home with a mail-in ballot. By now, you probably know the major races you'll see at the top of your ballot for federal elections. President, of course, senator, members of the House of Representatives. While those races are undoubtedly important, down ballot and local elections matter too. But studies say more than 30% of voters will fail to complete their entire ballot. Very often, down-ballot races receive far less coverage than the top of the ticket. It can be challenging to feel both informed and engaged about those elections when you enter the voting booth. Today, our entire show is going to be dedicated to down-ballot races. And we hope by the end of the hour, you'll have answers to questions like, why do these elections matter? And how can you make an informed voting decision on, say, county coroner, or state's attorney, or county board member? And what does a coroner do anyway? Later, we'll speak with some Illinois officials in those roles around the state. But first, we have two guests here to discuss the importance of these down-ballot elections and how you can feel ballot-ready, whether you're voting in person or by mail. Joining us is Alex Nimchemski, CEO of Ballot Ready, a Chicago-based nonpartisan website for voters. Its mission is to empower an engaged and informed electorate. Hello, Alex, and welcome to the 21st.
Thank you for having me.
And we also have Carolyn DeWitt, President and Executive Director of Rock the Vote. Hello, Carolyn, and welcome to you as well.
Hi, thanks for having me, Brian.
And listeners, we want to invite you to join this conversation. Do you have questions on voting? Do you have questions about local elections, down ballot races in particular, or anything you might see on your ballot that you're not sure about? You can join our conversation by giving us a call at 800-222-9455. The number again is 800-222-9455. You can also always tweet us at 21st Show. That's at 21st Show. Carolyn, I want to begin with you. Rock the Vote has been around since 1990, since I was in the Target demo for MTV, with a mission to engage and build the political power of young people. So can we just start with the big question? Why do down ballot and local politics matter?
Well, oftentimes there's so much focus on the presidential and the federal races, but in reality, state, county, local office holders are usually the ones who are making decisions and policies that affect our day-to-day life and affect our communities. But there's oftentimes a lot of a lack of understanding of what these what office holders actually do and how they impact those issues. But it's critically important to make sure that we're voting on those positions if we want to make the biggest difference for our community and for our lives.
And Alex, your organization, Ballot Ready, it has this mission to, as I said, empower an engaged and informed electorate. So what in your view does it mean to be ballot ready when you're going to vote?
So we've met a lot of voters who are waiting in line to vote and think that they're only going to be voting for president. So we know a lot of voters don't even realize there are going to be local offices on their ballot. So to us, being ballot ready means being ready and confident about every office that will be on your ballot and knowing who you're going to vote for. And that's why we made Ballot Ready, so voters could be prepared and know about all the candidates and ballot measures that will be on their ballot.
Yeah, I'm sure, I don't know about anyone else. I try to be somewhat prepared, but maybe we've all had that sinking feeling where you see an office and you think, oh, I had no idea this was going to be on there. I've never heard of these people. I'm not sure about this. What do you do in that case? So, Carolyn, let me ask you. It's probably easier, I would imagine, to get younger people engaged about voting for president or U.S. senator than maybe state representative or county board member or circuit clerk of the county. And we've heard the statistics that more than 30% of voters do not completely fill out their ballot. And I've heard researchers call this the SAT effect, right? People are trained where if you don't know the answer, you leave it blank. So what would you say to people who don't fill out their entire ballot, or maybe they don't have the same enthusiasm for coroner that they're bringing to the presidential election?
Yeah, so it's interesting. We have a lot of, I would say, voters who actually are very disillusioned with politics at the top of the ticket, so at the federal level. So actually one strategy to help disillusioned voters feel more empowered is actually education down ballot, where they're thinking through who represents my state district or who represents my county, who's going to make decisions about the issues that are impacting my communities. For example, there's been a lot of education since the Black Lives Matter movement really started in 2013 around district attorney races and the role of district attorneys. So there's so much education we can do, and we saw around Chicago's district attorney race, Philly's district attorney race. When you educate young voters about the roles and responsibilities and the candidates and when local elections are happening, because oftentimes they aren't necessarily during a big presidential election or a federal election, young people turn out to vote. We saw actually in Philly's DA race in 2013, youth voter turnout increased by 279%, which is incredible. But we have to be doing that education to help young voters understand, in particular, but really this is true of all voters, understand what these positions are responsible for and when those elections are happening. This year in particular, we're seeing with the November 3rd election that so many states and local governments have actually rescheduled their elections to fold into the general election. And so we're going to be seeing voters vote on a lot more local and state than they have in the past during the general election, which gives them a lot of power to determine, you know, the future of who the direction of their not just the country, but also their communities.
Yeah, one of the most interesting stats I've heard in this realm, I used to, when I was a reporter, I covered criminal justice reform a lot. And in the last several years, the Illinois prison population has really been declining. And some measurable, significant share of that can be attributed to a change in arrests and prosecution of drug crimes in three Chicago police districts. So it goes to your point about the Cook County State's attorney, the prosecutor, being a significant position. If mass incarceration, you know, if a voter thinks that's a problem, that is an important election to take note of. Listeners, this is the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. We are speaking with Carolyn DeWitt, who is president and executive director of Rock the Vote, and Alex Nimchemsky of Ballot Ready, CEO of Ballot Ready, which is a nonpartisan website for voters to become more engaged and informed about voting. Our phone lines are open. If you have questions about down ballot races, the number is 800-222-9455. 800-222-9455. Do you see the effect of local politics in your community? Do you have questions about any of these races on your ballot? Again, the number 800-222-9455. Alex, this week we asked our texting group, Text the 21st, do you think down ballot and local races are more or less important to you and your community than federal elections, and why? And what questions do you have about the less covered races on your ballot? And we got a response from Sarah in Urbana, who said, I think that down ballot races are equally as important as federal races. I wish there were more coverage of the judges' records. Judicial elections are also taking place this year in Illinois. So, Alex, there is a lot less coverage and resources dedicated to these down ballot races. How would you advise someone like Sarah, who's having a hard time maybe making an informed voting decision on something like a judge's record?
It can be overwhelming to look at your ballot and see all the judicial races. There are so many on my ballot. And what we do on Ballot Ready is we show all their ratings from bar associations. And the way that bar associations come up with these ratings is they review their records, how they've ruled on cases. They often do interviews of the candidates that can last an hour and a half. And they interview people that the candidates have worked with. So they're very intense in the process to come up with the ratings are very intense. So I look at those, but sometimes there are other endorsements to look at as well.
Yeah, and we had a conversation yesterday with a reporter from Injustice Watch in Chicago, which is going a little farther even than some of the bar associations. They do include those ratings, but they also note if a judge has been involved in some controversy sometimes, which, so, you know, take that with a grain of salt, and people can make their own decisions. But that is limited, unfortunately, to Cook County. So for people in other parts of Illinois, you know, ballot ready and the sort of what the bar associations are saying might be a good option. You know, we got another text from Justin in Rockford who says, quote, "So much grandstanding is made about federal and state elections, where politicians rarely say anything concrete, and local elections, which have a major impact on our day-to-day lives, get overlooked. This is one reason why I prefer not to vote at the ballot box, where cell phones are prohibited. With absentee voting, I can research the position of each candidate online and not feel rushed. I can take the time, if I need to make an educated vote." Carolyn, before your role as president and executive director at Rock the Vote, you worked in local politics in Chicago. You were chief of staff for the 25th Ward Public Service Office and the deputy campaign manager and finance director for Chicago's 25th Ward Democratic Organization. What did you learn about the importance of local politics in that work?
I learned really the importance of local elections in that work. I mean, I was very fortunate that Chicago was my learning ground in a lot of ways for politics and also civics and how important it is to understand the role of local government, to understand your relationship to local government, and how to build power to create the change that you want to see in your community. So it's extremely important. I mean, you know, working with whether it's community organizations or a group of citizens who are very passionate about a concern that is affecting, you know, even just a few blocks, and being able to get a meeting with your local elected official. You know, in Chicago, it's alderman, and it's one of the only places where it's called alderman, but your city official, right? And the importance of the relationship between the elected official and their constituency, and really the responsibility that they have to pay attention. But a lot of times also elected officials are making very difficult decisions. And, you know, there's no great decision. And that relationship becomes even more important, because to try and be as transparent as possible and to be as honest as possible in those positions. And so really it's a relationship in which, you know, I like to say we are the bosses in our democracy. We hire and we fire our elected leaders. And just like you wouldn't fire an employee without telling them what you expect them to do, you don't show up 2 or 4 years later and then don't vote for them. You need to communicate what you expect of them and what you want from them, and tell them when they're doing a bad job. And if they do a good job and vote in your interest, then make sure that they know they're good. You are going to show up for them in the future.
Yeah, interesting. You think about a job performance review that was just a simple thumbs up or thumbs down every 2 to 4 years. Not the greatest feedback in the world. Well, I guess it's clear, but it could help to hear from the boss a little more often than that. You know, we got another text from Angela in Vincennes, Indiana, actually, who says, "I don't believe that downstate people feel heard or feel like anything they think or have to say matters. That is the impression I get from having worked in the area for several years, southeastern Illinois, Lawrence County, Wabash County, Richland, Edwards. They pretty much feel like they're on their own." I wonder, Carolyn, if you have any response to that, and how, you know, local politics can shape local communities, especially in parts of Illinois where maybe people feel like they don't. You know, a lot of Illinois is, you know, considered Trump territory, red state, even though electorally, because there's so much population in Chicago and the other cities, it is a blue state on the presidential map.
Yeah, actually, I'm from a very rural area, so I hear that actually quite often from friends back home. It can be, you know, it can be a challenge, and it can be frustrating. I mean, let's look at it like democracy. Quite frankly, we tend to look at it as a goal, not as a process. This is a living, breathing thing that we need to pay attention to constantly, and it ebbs and it flows, and it You know, it's not always reactive to the ways we would like it to be. But the reality is, too, is it is important. I find too often that voters tend to just check out if their elected official at any level of government doesn't necessarily vote on policies in the same ways that they would. But that being said, that's why it's really important actually for your elected officials to hear from you. You might be in a district where you have an elected official who is almost on the extreme opposite end of the political spectrum. But if you and others like you who feel passionately about an issue are communicating with that elected official, it might make them think twice about being as extreme as they would be and about making more compromises, which is really what our system is designed to do. So that would be one aspect I would look at. The other thing when we talk about down ballot races that we should also be conscious of are ballot measures and how important ballot measures are. And there's an important one on the ballot in Illinois this year.
Yeah, and we need to take a quick break. We can talk about that and more with Carolyn DeWitt, who's president and executive director at Rock the Vote, and Alex Nimchemsky, who's CEO of Ballot Ready. We're going to continue this conversation after a short break. Listeners, we want to hear from you. 800-222-9455 is the number if you have questions about down ballot races we are focusing on today. 800-222-9455. You're listening to The 21st. More to come. Stay with us. Welcome back to The 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. With just 2 weeks to go until Election Day, but that's kind of not the right way to think about it this year because many, many, many Illinoisans are already voting. You might have a ballot in your house as you're listening to this, sort of dreading having to fill it out because there are so many positions that you kind of wonder, like, I've never heard of these people. I don't really know what they do. And that's what we're talking about on the program today. Our guests in this first part of the hour are Alex Nimchemsky, who's the CEO of Ballot Ready, which is a Chicago-based nonpartisan website meant to engage and inform voters. And we're also speaking with Carolyn DeWitt, president and executive director of the Rock the Vote organization. In a little bit, we're going to be talking to some local elected officials who actually hold these jobs in Illinois about what they do and why they think it's important for you to be informed and engaged about them. And Alex, I should point out that your organization, Ballot Ready, has sample ballots and explainers for every county in Illinois. Listeners, you can see those at ballotready.org. And I also want to invite you to join our conversation. The number is 800-222-9455. If you have a question about some of these down ballot races in Illinois this year, 800-222-9455. Alex, we got another text from Jean in Champaign, who said, I think it's a waste of taxpayer money and time to continually elect people, and they put elect in quotes, people who are managing departments required for effective administration of local and county governments. County board and city council elections are okay, yet do we really know much about the candidate? They do get lost in the shuffle with statewide and national candidates. I think I've said it before, I'd like to vote for one person who represents what I believe and support. Jean then goes on to suggest that one person could then be responsible for filling some of these administrative positions that are now elected. Alex, I wonder if you have any response to Jean there. I mean, are there benefits to having more local officials elected as opposed to appointed, even if it might make it more challenging to vote in an informed way in some of these elections?
So in Illinois, if you live in Illinois, you have an average of 70 people that represent you. That is a lot of information to take in when it comes time to vote. I believe in democracy, but I believe that democracy works best when people are actually informed. So to his point, if you're going to guess on your whole ballot or not vote or just, you know, leave all the local offices blank, then I don't think we should have all these local positions be elected. But I think it's best if people are actually informed, which they can do now much more easily than they could have in the past.
Yeah, and I think of, you know, you have not just obviously state's attorney and coroner and judge and some of those, but I mean you, some elections, not this one, I think, but you have school board candidates, you have you know, community college boards, you have park districts, you have metropolitan exposition authorities, you know, these groups that are set up to fund, you know, convention centers and things like that. It can be a dizzying array of offices. Carolyn, I want to ask you a sort of a tangential question to what we're talking about on youth turnout. Rock the Vote, of course, works to encourage young people to vote, but it's a demographic and a part of the electorate that historically, at least, has been seen as not the most reliable in turning out to the polls. Do you see that changing in 2020?
Yeah, I mean, one of the things just to note is it feels like every election we talk about the youth vote and we speak about the current generation as if they're lazy and apathetic. And if we look at history, we see this is a generation without representation over and over again. Each youth generation turns out at 20 to 30 points lower than than older voters. And that's just in the presidential elections, that it's more pronounced in midterm and in local elections. And so to be frank, what we need to be doing is actually looking, this is not a generational problem, this is actually a societal problem that we need to look at what we are failing to do to prepare 17 and 18 year olds to participate in our elections as soon as they are eligible to do so. Because what we find over and over with behavioral research is this is a barrier because young people are unfamiliar with the process. They're doing this for the first time. They're insecure about their understanding of our system. What we have seen, and in addition to that, they are one of the main targets of voter suppression efforts. This generation in particular is giving me hope because we saw them actually break turnout records in the midterms in 2018. As a result, though, we also saw a record number of states trying to make it harder for young people to vote in 2020. So yes, we are going to see improvements, but we will not see drastic improvements until we make very big structural changes that have to do with things like civic education in our schools, and looking at how our voting policies promote or create barriers to access the ballot.
Are there specific things that are done to, when you say voter suppression, that are aimed specifically at young people as a group, or is this things that are done more broadly to, you know, voter IDs that people say are, you know, aimed at suppressing the vote that just happen to affect young people more?
Yeah, so there are both. There are general structural issues with our democracy. So the fact that we are actually one of the very few democracies in the world that requires voter registration and puts the onus on voters to register. That we do not, most states do not actually have pre-registration or automatic voter registration. So the process can actually impact particularly new voters or voters who are transient or low income who tend to move frequently. But we also have specific laws and policies, and I would say efforts in addition, that do not make it into policies that very that target young people. So voter ID laws are actually very much targeted at young people, specifically college students. You know, it's easier actually to vote in Texas if you own a gun than if you go to a state college in Texas. There are also policies. We had some states that were trying to ban polling places off of college campuses. We had areas where communities were questioning whether or not they should allow college students to vote in the vicinity, in the community. We also have states where they actually are trying to require residency, proof of residency for college students, where they would allow police into their dorm rooms if they didn't present a proof of their dorm room. So there are a lot of policies that actually are very specifically targeted at making it harder for young people to vote.
Interesting. Alex, I just wonder, we kind of need to move on in the show, but any final thoughts, final words for people who want to get more engaged and informed in their local politics?
Yeah, one thing is that in many places, you can actually bring your phone into the voting booth, including Chicago, but also everywhere you can bring notes in. Or so some people kind of think of it like a test. You have to memorize who you're going to vote for ahead of time, but that is not true. You can bring your notes and be prepared.
You can even print out a sample ballot at your website, right? And see who is,
Yes.
yeah, line by line, who you're going to be voting for. Okay. We'll leave it there. Our guests have been Alex Nimchemsky, CEO of Ballot Ready, which is, as I said, ballotready.org. It's a website aimed at empowering and engaging an informed electorate. Also, we've been speaking with Carolyn DeWitt, President and Executive Director of Rock the Vote. Alex and Carolyn, thanks so much for your time today.
Thanks for having us, Brian.
Thank you.